And you're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith, with Dave Ansell and Dominic Ford. In a moment, we're off to the beach to discover how riptides can pull surfers out to sea. But first, we're getting stuck into some of your questions this week. And joining us to talk, first of all, let's talk to Martin, who wants to talk about lenses. Hello, Martin.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. I think this is probably one for Dave. So, Dave, over to you and Martin.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wondered if I was stranded somewhere and I wanted to start a fire using camera lenses, would I be best to use a telephoto or a wide-angle lens, assuming they had the same aperture?
I think the biggest effect is essentially just the aperture of the lens and how big the lens is to start with, because it's basically how much light you can focus in onto your into that spot of the sun. So you want essentially something which will work in the dark as much as possible, so as lower f-stop as possible. So probably the wide-angle lens will work better and get more heat in that small space and cause ignition. But the total amount of energy you can get in is limited by the radius of your lens, so the bigger lens you use is better. The biggest effect, I would say, is you want to use a cheap lens, because the focal length of all these lenses are to focus onto a sheet of film at the back of your camera, and that's probably only 2 or 3 centimetres away from the back of the lens. And so you're going to, any fire you start is going to be very, very close to your lovely camera lens, so use as cheap a one as possible.
Martin, let me let you in on a little secret. About 3 years ago, we went punting down the River Cam for The Naked Scientists, and we actually recorded a programme from the River Cam. And we invited Dave along to do a kitchen science experiment. And Dave said, well, I thought I'd show you how you can set fire to things with a lens. And we thought he was going to produce a little magnifying glass or something and burn a little spot in a piece of paper or something. He produced a baking tray, rolled up a whole bunch of newspaper on it, and then out of his rucksack pulled the lens out of an overhead projector, and I mean the really big lens that was about a foot across. And when he focused this thing, it looked like a laser beam. And honestly, there was an inferno in our wooden boat, Dave, within about, I think, 30 seconds. You had a fire raging. So it was very effective as a fire raising.
Yeah, the most important thing is to get the most energy into a small space as possible. So the larger the diameter of that lens, the better.
So there is, Martin, if you want to follow it up, there is a picture of Dave doing that on our website. I think if you go to nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, there are pictures there. So I hope that helps you in your attempt at bushcraft.
I'll do my best.
All right, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, bye.
See you later.